I became homeless when I was in graduate school studying for my PhD in New York. I supported myself in graduate school by working as a teaching assistant. That paid tuition plus a stipend of $300 a month. I tried to find other part-time work to supplement that income, but everywhere I went in New York I heard, "You're a student, aren't you? We don't hire students." An extended Greek family catered to the housing and dining needs of students off campus. The available housing, which was mostly in houses owned by various members of this one family, consisted mainly of small rooms with bed and closet, shared bathroom down the hall. Some buildings had shared kitchens, some didn't. The place I lived in my first 3 years was very cheap, only $60 a month, but had no kitchen, so I was forced to eat out all the time. After buying books and paying to eat at cafeterias, I generally had nothing left over. In fact, I came to New York with $2,000 in savings from blue-collar work I had done as an undergraduate, and after 3 years I had only $200 in savings. Then I was evicted from my building. No reason was given. I found out I had no recourse to legal action. New York at that time had very little rent control. My lease was up. My landlord had chosen not to let me renew it. That was the end of it. I next discovered, as I looked for another apartment, that the available apartments were no longer owned by members of the Greek family. One man, some Joe Brown, with a fresh business degree and sizable capital, everyone suspected from an inheritance, had bought up all the property. There was now no place to rent that this man did not own, and now that he owned it all, he chose to double the existing rents. Furthermore, he required 6 months' rent in advance in a market where 2 months' rent had been customary. The least costly apartment was now $120 a month, so I would need $720 up front to move in. Impossible. I spent the next year couch surfing and sleeping on the floor of my office in the math department. That being against the rules, I had to train myself to sleep on a hard floor without moving or snoring so as not to alert the campus security who walked the halls every 3 hours. It took me 10 years to unlearn that. I lost 20 pounds that year. I was already underweight, saving my money up to be able to rent an apartment the next year.
Még 3 perccel rendelkezésükre a feladatok megoldására.